But now Christ has been raised from the dead. Those words this week were just kind of stirring in my heart, simply because, you know, too often we think of those words just as if we were to answer a test. That yes, it's truth. Jesus has been risen from the dead. But in a way, we only just kind of keep it as a truth in which, like 2 + 2 = 4. It's a fact. Something that can't be denied. But yet, what was stirring in my heart was the Holy Spirit saying, "But that's all you let it be, Father Drew. You just let it be a fact. And you don't let it become reality in your heart." And my brothers and sisters, there's a drastic difference when we look at truth and we just think of it as being a fact. 2 + 2 = 4. 3 × 3 = 9. Those little simple things, or those little facts, yes, they're true. But they're so sterile. Because there's nothing about relationship. Christ is risen from the dead means that He is alive. And He is wanting to interact with you and me. This very truth, this very reality, isn't something just 2,000 years ago. It's happening right now for you and me. Wanting to touch our hearts. Because when that reality starts to sink in, then we start to understand this gospel. Because it turns our whole world upside down. The idea, the truth, the reality that Christ, who is alive, is wanting to enter into your heart, into my heart, changes the way I look at everything. Because, you know, I struggle more with the end of the gospel. "Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation." You know, I can't say I'm wealthy. But you know, I'm provided for. I have a meal every day. I have a nice house that you've provided for me. And it's nice to maybe tuck away a little bit of money in the bank. But the thing is that even still, when I drive and see my parents and I come back home, back to the parish, I always pass the sign that has the lottery on it. And I start to think, what if I would win that? Look at what I could do, Lord. And I wouldn't even keep a cent. I would honestly give it to the ceiling, to the organ. I would use it to help better the school, to make sure we could pay everyone, all those wonderful things. It would be just great. And nowhere in that time, even when I spoke about this to you, did I ever mention Jesus Christ. That's the problem with it. I'm trusting in the lottery. I'm trusting in money. I'm just like this very verse of the gospel. "Woe to you who are rich." Because I trust in the money. Not in the Lord who will provide these things. Another for me though is, "Woe to you when all speak well of you." You know, coming here to Blessed Sacrament, I'm almost at 1 year. And it's been a little bit daunting. In the very fact only of this, you have had such great priests before me. Amazing priests. And it is great to see your love for them. But there's that pride in me that says, "Lord, I want them to speak well about me though. Like they did about Father Yurok. Like they do about the great Monsignor Gilsonen. Like they do about Father Bieberly. I want them to speak that way about me. I want them to have that very part." And the thing is, again, there is no Jesus. there is no Christ. And woe to me if I push Christ out, if I do not have that reality. Because that's why Jesus says, blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are now hungry. Blessed are you who are now weeping. Because when we live in that aspect, it turns everything upside down, yes. Because the world says, you know what, it's a lot better to have money in the bank. The world says it's a lot better when people speak well of you. It's a lot better when you know you can just always laugh, to be entertained, and to not worry. But the thing is the world is getting us focused away from Christ. But I'm truly blessed when I empty myself out and I allow Christ to come into my poverty. When I allow Him to touch my very heart. To say, Father Drew, I will provide for you. I will make sure every single project will be accomplished in my name, not yours. I will make sure that you will lead the people to holiness, to sanctity, to become saints. Because they're my people, not yours. And when I have that in that poorness, it is the Lord then entering into my heart saying, I take possession of you as well. Just like of your parishioners. That's what we should be hungering for. That closeness to the Lord. That is why we weep for our sins. Why I myself just simply say, Lord, I have acted stupidly. Because I have not trusted you. You who have risen from the dead. You who have accomplished all things. And you see, my brothers and sisters, when I take that very fact that Christ has risen from the dead and make that the reality in my heart, that is what each of us should long for. To simply say, Lord, if you have conquered death, you can conquer anything. And so I empty myself out to you. I hunger only for you. I desire to be only enriched by you. That's why Jeremiah said, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, for they will bear fruit. My brothers and sisters, then, we all believe Jesus was risen from the dead. That's why we're here. But let it make it be a belief that is a reality, not just a sterile fact. To allow the Lord to touch our hearts, to remove those very dependencies of things of the world, to where we only depend on Jesus Himself, to where we be united with Him every day of our life here and forever in heaven, to be counted among the blessed. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever.